This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 11th episode of Newcomers in our third season. We're working our way through Tyler Perry's body of work for the very first time with the help of Perry scholars, super fans, and sometimes people who've contributed. This season is going to be 15 episodes, so there's literally no way we can get to everything.
I honestly think we would have to do this show for years for it to cover all of Tyler Perry's work. We're gonna do a watch along today, which I'm very excited about. It's
Me
Tyler
too.
Perry's Ruthless, which came out in 2020, and we'll be watching season one, episode one, titled The Pilot. And you can sync to watch the episode with us or just listen to get our moment by moment thoughts. And we'll be revisiting more movies and shows in the weeks to come. We're already getting sad that this season is coming to a close. It's too fun, it's going too fast because we're actually enjoying ourselves. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, if you want to watch this, Ruthless is available with subscriptions on Philo, BET+, which you can get through Amazon and YouTube TV or on Amazon itself. I mean, this is okay. So before we start this episode, what do we know about Ruthless? Because like we know that that character Ruth is in the Oval.
Yes.
And she's like in a cult and there's those creepy cult members who like come to steal that little girl.
Also, I'm 8 episodes in on the Oval and we still haven't found the girl. The little girl is just gone. We don't know. So Monique told us that Ruth's identical twin sister is the mistress of the president. So I've seen that. They fuck on the Oval Office desk. It's wild.
Oh my God.
It's honestly great. And I'm like scared to watch Ruthless because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have another thing to watch.
And this one, and Ruthless is a spinoff of The Oval, which makes less sense because we were like so confused about Ruth as a character. And then we were like, oh, she's from a different show. And it's like, no, they made a show about her from this.
Yeah. It was like people didn't understand the whole cult thing. And then Tyler Perry was like, oh, I'll just explain it in 13 days. I'll create a season. That's one of our trivia. One of the trivia facts is the first season of this show was shot in 13 days.
First season.
The first whole season.
Like oftentimes a single camera pilot could take that long. Like it's not an obscene amount of time to shoot one episode.
Yeah, because so these are hour longs. So yeah, that would be the one episode of an hour long drama.
He did a whole season in that amount of time. I mean, I wonder if we're going to be able to tell. That's what I'm excited about. The Oval premiered in late October 2019 and Ruthless premiered in March 2020. And Tyler Perry was able to create the spinoff series for Ruth in a 5-month span. I mean, it's unheard of.
Insane. Also, let me tell you, in 13 days, they shot 24 episodes of television.
Doesn't make sense.
Yes. I mean, that's more than an episode a day.
Even a soap opera, I feel like they do one a day and they go really fast. Like they don't take it over.
This
they don't
is, do a lot of takes. We finished episode one. They probably block shoot it, which is, if you don't know what block shooting is, it's like you take scenes in the same place of a different episode. So you could be shooting two or three episodes simultaneously. So if like you're in a church in a bunch of scenes and, you know, throughout the season, you shoot all the church scenes one day. But for an actor, how fucking hard.
It sucks. It sucks. And I was recently doing that on Good Girls because with COVID and all these different things, there were a bunch of reasons why we had to do block shooting. And it just gets really confusing because you're like, wait, where am I and who am I? Like,
where am I going?
What's my emotion? What has already happened by now? So you have to like really talk it out, which I kind of doubt is happening here.
No.
Like, no, I don't think there's much explanation. They're just say your lines. Let's go.
Just say your lines. We have to do this. We have to fucking go. I am absolutely floored. They did 24 episodes in 13
That's
days.
Literally more than two episodes a day in some cases.
Yes. And I'm like, do they work 24 hours a day? Like,
right. It feels it feels honestly like they would do Saturdays and Sundays and they would never stop. And the hours would be maddening.
Oof. I can't believe the second season premiered March 11th, 2021. Tyler Perry, honestly, you can knock him and be like, these aren't good, but he produces the stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
the idea of having a spinoff, like I'm trying to think of like other shows that have had a spinoff. Like for example, there's like Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
But like the amount of time that had to pass to prove that then they could do a spinoff and then, you know, and then they made it. It took a long time to go through. They still had to do a pilot and whatever. There's none of that here. It's like it just is straight to series, whatever he's doing. And he just fucking bangs it out. I mean, the fact that he did a whole second season during COVID
is fucking bananas.
And meanwhile, the show's just, I can't wait. I can't wait. I think we should just jump into it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to watch Ruthless.
If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data, protect your online identity by hiding your IP address, and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Are you ready, Lauren?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're doing it. We're watching Ruthless. I'm very excited. If you want to sync with us, I'm going to count us in. 3, 2, 1, play.
This program is rated TV MASV and is intended for mature audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ooh, sexual situations and violence. I'm already excited.
And foul language.
I mean, that's drug use.
Tyler Perry.
That's the pilot.
Already I'm into it.
I'm already confused.
This is where she went. Is from the Oval.
Okay.
This is where she, okay, so we're going to get to see where she went.
So maybe that was kind of his idea. He's like, we won't see her for 8 episodes, but we'll cover that on Ruthless.
What did you say?
I'm going the speed limit.
I don't think that she is, sir. We will learn. Dicom said slow down.
Oh.
Now she's going so slow.
It takes him telling you that.
No, sir, I'm sorry.
I really think you've begun to overstep yourself.
I'm sorry.
Andrew, sir, you have to do something with this. Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
You definitely do.
There's no need to punish me, sir. I'll be better.
It's, oh my God. It's hard to watch when you kind of know how TV works, because it's like, this scene alone should take a couple hours.
Yes.
Because they are in the car and there's like all these different shots.
Truly set 2 cameras and that was it.
You will never go back.
Oh no.
You have a new daddy now. His name is the
Highest. A new daddy?
I want my daddy!
Shut her up. The Highest won't like this crying.
Hey, Callie.
What?
Do you want to get mommy in trouble?
No.
Then I need you to be a big girl.
Why would you come and take me like that?
Listen to me. I want you to hear me. Dry your eyes.
Where are we going?
Shut her up.
To heaven.
Oh, what? My God.
I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go back home.
You have a new home.
I don't want to go to heaven.
I want to go back home.
You shut up, man.
Shut up.
Shut up, man, with your ugly self.
Okay, honey.
Oh!
You'll love it. You'll see.
Mommy, I want to
also
shut her up.
The video of like the like trees and stuff look like it's in slow motion.
It's a drawing. They're not even trying to convince us. Oh, what's the theme song?
Ooh, it's good. Ooh, the sun go down.
I'm learning nothing from this.
No, but it feels like more time was spent on the theme song than the show.
100%.
Wait, there was a lady's face in flames on a stove, and I really liked that. Ruthless! Tyler Perry's Ruthless!
Oh, no.
You better shut her up.
I want my daddy. My daddy's gonna beat you
up. How long is this scene? We know he wants to shut her up.
It's the whole pilot.
No, Callie, stop it. Where are we going?
Stop her from asking so many
questions.
To
heaven.
She's scared. She's just a kid.
What did you say?
Stop talking back, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I'm already on his side.
She said I'm scared.
Lauren! Stop talking back.
No, you said something. What did you say?
I don't know.
Lie to me again.
The trees are going.
They're so
funny.
They're
so fast on his side and slow on her side. Yeah. Like I'm seeing specific trees.
Tell me what you said.
She's just a kid.
I think you said she was scared. That's what you said to me.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Why is he so mad? No, she's driving!
Oh my God.
He hit? What?
Nicole!
This is exactly...
What?
Motherfucking?
I
can't believe it.
He punched her in the head.
In the head.
While she was driving.
The car crashed, and then we just cut to hardcore fucking.
Hardcore fucking.
Yes, boss?
I need to see you.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow.
Honestly, that's the most realistic sex I've seen on television.
That was really good, honestly. And I will say that this was the most Tyler Perry moment. Because I was starting to get a little bored, and then he punched her in the face, and then they crashed. I was like, all right. Look at this full nudity.
Yes, sir.
Did you just say get dressed and open a door?
Uh-oh, who are these people?
Who are they? But he's about to, like, suck her titties.
What? Honey. What the hell? Does he know when we're having sex?
He's about to suck her titty.
Are they watching us like that?
Will you stop it?
Watching?
How does he know you're not dressed?
It's late. He's probably just talking about the fact that I was sleeping.
No. He knows.
Who knows?
It's probably an assignment.
Well,
how are they watching them?
Sweetheart.
Okay. God, I hate this.
Wow, she's leaving the
Wow, she's really just standing there with her boobs out.
Honestly, if I had titties like that, I would.
I mean, they're perfect.
It's like all the time. They're so beautiful.
Might as well.
Oh boy.
I will make it up to you.
You never did.
I was this close.
Wow, so that's what we're doing.
You know, just get the damn door.
Just get the damn door.
Lynn, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'll be right back.
Tyler Perry writes a lot of scenes where there's a lot of dialogue, but nothing is said.
Exactly. I'm going like, they just said the same thing like 8 times. Like, yeah. I feel like nothing happened.
Sorry, get the door. How does he know? I don't know.
You got dressed.
And this is the same house?
I was actually up doing some work.
Why is he so aware of him being naked?
What do you mean?
Stop.
That was yours?
Wait, he's got other people. Was he wearing her underwear?
What the fuck?
Very funny. Sorry.
How does a woman's underwear end up on your ankle?
Who else would they?
I don't know. I truly. Okay, so they come off.
And that was how that man was cleaning. He understood that he was naked. Okay. That was so weird. He had pants on like ladies' underwear stuck to his ankle, like a skip it.
Come on, what is it?
Like a skip it.
You remember Andrew Whiteside?
Maybe he like took them off.
Here's his picture.
Took his
maybe
pants
in bed,
off.
Like his foot, like shoved through the hole of them, and while they were off, and like
maybe
got, I don't know. It's a stretch.
We're never in the same division. I just saw.
We still don't know who he is.
I need you.
We have
really
no clue what's going on. I'm like, who's that? Who's that? Who's she?
We never made.
Maybe
contact,
he's like a
could.
An agent.
You're one of my best, but if he recognizes you, that's not gonna work. Tell me what's going on. We sent him undercover about 3 months ago.
Tell me what's going on.
Everything was fine, and he stopped calling.
Okay.
How long ago did he stop
calling? So he's a cop.
3 weeks.
Is he in trouble?
Is he alive? Is that what you mean?
Yes. What was that
well,
3?
We don't know.
3 months, 3 weeks.
So why did you stop checking in?
We sent him undercover to be part of this cult. They call themselves the Rockadooshies.
So he's
Rockadooshies.
The Rockadooshies is such a funny name.
All of this because he hasn't checked
in. What's the cult's name? Rockadooshies.
It's about 100 of them. Okay? They're anti-government, anti-white man, anti-laws, and so on. What makes this group so dangerous is we think that they're drug trafficking,
and so on. Anti-government, anti-white man, and other things.
Okay, I follow.
Okay, now, this is according to an informant. Who's also got missing.
A race war.
So they're deadly. Yeah. I'm going to try to avoid a few things, including a Jim Jones.
But like, also that woman being so mad that like they couldn't finish having sex and this is his job. It's like, there seems to be some stakes to this.
Uh-huh.
Where you go like, okay. I mean, I guess it would get annoying, but.
It's the one they call the highest.
I'm not a man, but like, don't hard-ons stay hard for a minute? Like, is he hard right now?
I actually thought that's what the guy was saying when he said, like, look down. Like, I think it was about the underwear. I thought he was going to say, you have a boner.
started That'd be calling really himself funny. The highest in prison.
I wouldn't put it past Tyler Perry at this point.
I mean, a person throws cum at someone later in the Oval, and I can't wait to get to it.
I have to watch all of that show.
Rockwell, Virginia. A few hours from here.
You know what's great is that, like, normally, like, when we did a watch along for Star Wars and we were like, hey, I don't get what's happening, everyone's like, because you're talking over the whole thing. With this, we're like, I don't get what's happening. It wouldn't matter if I was talking or not.
Yeah,
I
honestly it doesn't matter
don't.
At all.
I don't think no, I can follow this. What's happening yet.
Is it okay?
Also, now her hair is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks okay, amazing.
I've arranged for you to get a job as a deputy, local police department. All right, you're going to be undercover. They can't know you're FBI. Okay. Some of the officers and
why is he allowed to say this in front of the woman? Doesn't this seem like
It seems like a breach of
she's just like getting orange juice.
Where is this?
Baby.
Maybe she's a cop too.
Am I supposed to be a little wife and not ask anything?
Of course not.
Okay, so then where is it?
Yeah. Virginia. Look, we knew this would be an issue. Okay, there's a school there that needs a teacher.
We will need to talk about it.
I understand.
So she gets to go undercover too?
We have an agent that might be compromised.
School teacher?
That's what I don't. Like they just set her up with a job.
I see.
I would send him my best guy.
I know.
You are the best.
What's the background?
You know, I've had
this
the
is
same
so
name.
Boring. Move on.
Yeah, just say yes. We know you're going to say yes. Soon.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'd be very funny if the whole pilot was this man just interrupting sex to be like, we need you to go to Virginia.
Yeah. He's like, I get it. Okay, bye.
Yeah, see you later. Now can we go back to fucking?
I mean, they might as well. Oh my God, I forgot.
I forgot that this car crashed.
My head hurts.
My head hurts.
Yeah, you crashed.
Yeah, you were in a car accident.
Get over here.
Is she gonna be in trouble for that? Because
I mean, he should be in trouble. He hit her in the fucking head.
Speak to a man that way.
Yes, sir, Daikon. Yes, sir, Daikon.
You know, I think you're just trouble.
No, no, I'm not. I'm not.
I think you need time in the cooler.
No, please.
Oh no.
This does
in the cooler
with us worrying that Tyler Perry hates women.
Andrew,
a man is not fit to walk in his shadow.
Now we need another
Andrew.
I'm sorry.
You will be. You will be.
How are they going to get home?
Elias is going to be so upset.
They need another car.
I'm sorry.
Go get another car.
Yes, Tycon.
Go.
But you know what? You know what? I feel like this is exposing.
She must stop.
Like the fact that the
Sorry.
Fact that these scenes are Go. So like roundabout, on, like Callie. They talk so much and don't say anything, she it's stays. Partly because it's not like planned well. It's like they're shooting Sorry, too Callie. Fast. Like if you figured out like
Speak.
You could trim these
yes.
so much,
uh-huh.
and then do them better.
We'll teach her very
yes.
quickly.
No, she stays. I will teach her how to stop.
Sir, the highest will be very pleased if she is taught.
What? If she is taught?
Take her. Take her.
Come on.
Get her out of my sight.
Take her. Take her. Also, where's she gonna get another car from?
That's what I'm saying. They're in the forest. Like, she just ran off.
Honey.
Look, I don't want to talk about this.
He's holding scripts.
So we have to up and move every time he says to?
Baby.
No. I'm not doing it.
Lynn, I know this is hard.
Do you? You know, I gave up my career for you.
I know.
It's like every time I get settled into a school, he comes with this.
Look, I know how much you love teaching.
You think that's what this is about?
Isn't it?
No. This is about you making our lives a priority.
Is that fair?
I have a degree in psychology and a minor in education. Do you think I did all that work just to be a little side wife? No. To be a little woman in the shadow?
baby.
I don't want to fight about this.
Okay. Well, I will tell him that he'll have to find someone else then.
Good.
Okay.
Call him now.
Okay.
What?
Will you just look at the file first?
No, you see, you always trying to guilt trip me.
Look at the file. What? Please, please.
Look at the file?
Child trafficking in trucks. We have an agent on the inside, but he might be compromised. Look at all those kids.
I definitely don't think this is like protocol.
No, he's telling her everything. He's from FBI. He's in the FBI. He's telling his wife every single thing that's happening.
You're not going to tell me you don't care about what happens to these children.
What I am saying is that I'm not saying anything other than I'm not going.
Okay,
they don't have a comforter? Who sleeps with just a sheet?
You are okay.
There's no time to pull it up. They have to shoot two more episodes
today. The set dresser was like, we have a comforter. And they're like, we've already shot two scenes.
I know.
Mom, please take me back to Grandma.
That is not happening, sweetheart.
Please.
Callie, stop it.
I want to go home.
Look at me. You cannot go home. You have a new home, okay? But you have to stop crying. She saw what he did to me. You should have obeyed.
She can hear him.
I thought these things were maroon, not purple.
What? Yeah, they were.
He's the right hand.
Wait.
I thought they were too. Although maybe the one she showed up in was like almost black like this.
Maybe.
Do you understand?
Where are they walking to? They're going to have to walk for hours
to get a car.
They're
going to go to CarMax and buy a new car.
She should be raised in the Rakadushi way.
Rakadushi.
What?
Rakadushi.
Tally, you and I have been in the Rakadushi for 3 years. What is wrong? Tell me. Our loyalty is to the
three.
Highest and not to each other.
He loves three.
Who, Tyler Perry?
Yes.
Yeah. So they've been in the Rakadushi for 3 years. And then the undercover agent has been in the Rakadushi for 3 years, and they lost contact 3 weeks ago.
You don't approve, brother? Sir, I don't understand. The way that I handle Sister Tally, she needed to be corrected.
Yes.
I know that. But do you know that? Yes, Nikon, I do.
It's getting about time for something unexpected to happen.
Yes, I can't wait.
The highest award of full report. And I'm beyond honored that he chose me to be with you. Has he cleansed you yet?
No, sir. He has not.
Well, that day is coming.
Oh, wait, I wonder if that's the undercover agent.
You, sir. It was
right.
Because he's like a little like, what is
he's questioning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is it that it does to cleanse?
Impatience is never a virtue.
Sorry, sir.
What exactly is it that it does to cleanse? That's not the line, and they didn't go back to reshoot it?
You have to be called to it by him.
That's how I feel about every line. It feels like every line is like loosely what was supposed to be said, and they just let them kind of like find it for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You will be if I tell him you did well tonight.
Was there anything that I can be doing better, improving?
He'll let you know. He sees all and sees you.
Yes, sir. He does.
He really has his hands on you. You've only been here, what, 3 months?
Yes, sir.
You moved up the ranks quickly.
3 months?
That's not a good thing.
It isn't, sir.
No. That's what I did. So you must watch your back.
Yes, Daika.
And trust no one.
What?
Yes, brother, Daika.
Especially the women.
So wait,
this scene is going on forever.
Sir, may I ask you a question?
It truly is.
Yes.
Wait, this is wild. So he said, I moved up the ranks
but I'm
fast.
Afraid if I do,
that's
it may
bad.
Stop me from my cleansing.
Truth is freedom.
Okay.
I have sexual desires, sir. How do I handle them?
For men.
We all do. But the cleanse will help you with that.
No sex in the Radushi? Rakadushi?
I guess
not.
Do
not violate any of the pure.
That surprises me.
Sorry. The pure, sir. They are very valuable to us. But how am I supposed to know who's pure? You are asking
who are the pure?
Way too many questions. Sorry, sir.
So basically he said if you have sex, make sure it's not with the pure one.
There are the invites who became involved with others. The highest was very much against it. Sex is not a right. It's a gift.
What, invites?
The longer you restrain, the more powerful your cleanse will be. Yes, sir.
I mean,
I understand.
I get that.
Okay.
No lights on. Can you do it? Yeah.
So, yeah, they're literally going to steal a car.
What do you want me to do?
Oh.
Stay here.
Yeah, but how do they know who's pure and who's not? I'm still stuck on this sex thing.
Me too.
Stealing that truck?
This little girl.
The way she's creeping.
Of course, there's like keys in it.
Yeah, I mean, this is Charlie Perry land. Like, people park their cars, leave the keys inside.
Or she knows how to jump it or something.
Mm, yeah, she's wiring.
What the hell are you doing?
Wiring the
truck. Get the hell out of the truck.
This man!
He was moving so slow, but he got in.
Lauren, he was so slow. Oh, no! Get off. She bit him!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wait. Oh, no!
Dear God, not worth it.
That man! That
Did
man
she shoot him?
Flat on his back.
Call a sheriff.
Are you all right? Oh my God.
She also ran really funny.
That was crazy.
Yeah, he probably should have been driving, you know, in the first place.
Yeah.
What happened? Daikon asked you a question.
Did she?
We ran into some trouble.
She didn't even have time to answer.
I can see that. What kind of trouble?
We got shot at as we were leaving.
Did they see you?
Why is he acting like it's a surprise that something went down? They just stole a truck.
Yeah.
Your cloak is ripped.
Sorry, Daikon.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
She was in a fight.
I got in a fight with a man.
Here's what I don't get. Why does she want to be in this cult?
Does he have the rip?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, she's like, we've been in it for three. Or she's the one who was saying this is bad, I guess. Mm-hmm. The other one was saying,
what were
what's
you
wrong?
Doing?
I was waiting by the tree.
And the girl?
She was with me.
I thought she was going to help you.
She
will. Well, come on.
She's a child.
Yes.
What's she gonna do?
Will. You both will.
God, I would be terrified being in this car.
It's not gonna
Yeah, this is not a cult for me. Like, this man is, he's too scary.
No, it's so abusive.
He gets mad at you for asking too many questions, and then he asks 1,000 questions.
Yeah, really.
Oh. I mean, the cult's kind of, it's a nice little campground.
It's like a
nice
bar
lights.
In Austin.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like South by Southwest vibes. I'm here for it. I can't believe Tyler Perry had one scene in The Oval and said, I'm going to create a whole spinoff.
So do you see a lot of Ruth in The Oval?
No.
No, because then when she leaves, she takes the girl and then she doesn't come
back. Yes. You see more of Ruth's twin.
But that's so insane.
The highest
to think that there's enough there
Take the child.
To just go, okay, a whole season about this.
The confidence.
Take her.
Mom! I want my daddy!
I'm sick of this girl.
I love this little girl. Mom!
I know. I don't like how they keep pulling her away from everyone.
She will be fine. She just needs to learn our ways.
Wait a minute. These cloaks, I feel like, were straight up purple in the other scene, and now they're maroon.
What are your trailers?
Maybe it was the lighting? But the girl's shirt was maroon, and they looked purple next to it.
Yes.
This is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Yes.
No, I got punched in the head and I crashed a car.
Okay.
It was 20 minutes ago.
You didn't think that was wrong? The way you hit me? Could have killed your daughter. Tally, you know where we came from. And you know how he found us. We were so lost. Drugs and prostitution. My own sister.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, because she was a crackhead.
I need this backstory.
He saved us and gave us this beautiful life.
But you have to be totally brainwashed, then suddenly be like,
there are rules here.
I like I this here.
You may not like.
Yeah, I don't understand cults. I feel like I'd be like, wait, no, this seems weird. No, thank you.
I know. Did you watch that documentary? Why can't I think of what it was called? With that guy who, Keith Raniere. So oh, Nixium?
No.
This is a beautiful thing.
It was interesting, but it's like how you have to be in such a specific place in your life to be like pulled into this.
I mean, why? I say I don't think I'd be pulled into a cult, but I did do improv for a very long time.
I will. Yeah, we.
And that's not drinking
that far.
The Kool-Aid. Yes, and
there's a lifestyle that goes with that. Yeah, it's weird to take a year off from that and then be like, oh yeah, that was like every night of my life for a long time.
Look at her running. This poor little girl. Just slow down for her. She's like literally at a jaunt.
This would be the scariest place to be taken to. This looks awful.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? Did she standing in there?
Meeting the highest?
I hate this.
This poor little girl.
Well, she's not locked in.
No, she definitely is not. She can open that door right up.
What is this weird jail?
Oh, other kids. Oh, no.
Oh, God, I'm depressed. I mean, it's less scary to see other kids.
Mm-hmm. But you're like, I don't know this fucking kid. She's hugging me and shit.
Get in there. Silent.
And then she just left her.
That sucks.
She went right to sleep. I would cry a little bit.
Yeah, I would definitely cry.
Oh, now they have a...
Now I was going to say, there's a quilt.
Maybe they knocked it off during sex and then they couldn't find
it. Yeah. And she was like, who cares? I'm mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sleep under the sheet.
I want more sex.
Me too. It was really well produced.
It was nice. Oh, I was right.
Yep. She's pretending she didn't just watch all that.
But like, why?
Yeah, he already told her everything. By the way, I think only she has been named.
What do you mean?
That's an interesting thing that Tyler Perry does. He doesn't. No, we don't ever hear people's names.
No.
Baby, you're not FBI.
I used to be a Marine.
Okay? Now it matters.
Wait, she just said she wants to join the cult.
Badass, okay?
And wait, she used to be a Marine,
and she was a police officer,
and she was a psychology. She has a degree in
psychology. She's a double major. And she's a teacher, but now she wants to go undercover.
I can't do that.
What? Why not?
Undercover is dangerous.
I can't let you
for
do
you
that.
Too.
I know that.
Why not?
And
I'm not going.
They're really hitting this. Jeez, I noticed that.
Yeah, but you need someone.
We have someone on this side.
That's been compromised.
I can't let you do that.
He keeps flexing his pecs.
Yeah, he does. He wants they're us jumping. To know that they're beautiful.
I know that.
I'm like,
and
I
I'm
see.
Not going to put you
and
in
I
arms
know.
Way.
These kids, okay, they need help.
Lynn?
They need someone to break them out.
Lynn, no.
Lynn, okay. Don't you dare.
Then I'm not going.
Honey.
I'm going for a run.
Oh my God.
That's
go
the
or
ultimatum.
Don't go.
Let me join the cult or I'm not going.
Well, and also, why does she have to go? Like, couldn't she stay while he does a mission or something?
I mean, Max, I think so.
Oh, what's your decision?
You sure I'm your only guy?
Yes.
Yes, so?
Damn, man.
What kind of phone is that?
She said she wants to be in.
What?
She wants to go undercover.
What?
She was a really good cop.
Well, she was a really good cop.
I will not hear of it.
I will not hear of it.
So?
Don't tell me you can't do it.
She doesn't want to move.
I understand that. But you're a Marine. We don't.
Why are you being controlled by her when you're in the FBI and she's
yes.
not?
Hear from him.
There's a clear line.
Call time.
That was this morning. 2 hours ago.
Damn it.
I need you.
I wonder if those are real tattoos or if they're symbolic.
They're real.
The show. Okay.
Table.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
At least I think they're real because they look a little raised.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's maybe specific to black people.
That,
I have
what,
a couple
that
tattoos
tattoo
that are raised. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh boy, these guns.
What is this shithole?
What? Is this is the laundry room?
He's like, are you pure or not? I'm trying to figure out who I can fuck.
I'm trying to fuck. Are you pure?
They catch her, they'll
she has like
you.
An old-timey wash basin, like scrub thing.
Uh-huh.
Honey sees everything. You doubt it?
No.
You sure?
What?
No doubt.
At what point?
I don't doubt
like,
it.
Why would you not believe that he sees everything? Like, there's probably just cameras
I
everywhere. It's not like he's a god.
I want to meet the, what do they call him? The one?
The
highest?
The Dakish or something.
You
it was something.
How I feel about you.
Dakishi?
Dakishi? Oh no. He's in love with her.
Oh no. It's not a good time.
Then leave me alone.
But he was wrong.
No, I was wrong. I needed to be punished. Are you wavering in your
But you already said you didn't like that.
Oh nah. Boy.
Then say it.
Tally, you were wrong, and you needed to be punished.
Oh, wow.
They put people out of here for less.
I know.
And if I didn't have you, I don't know what I'd
What do you mean, put them out?
Be put out.
Do you really?
Wouldn't
that
be put out mean? Like, kicked
I mean, like,
out?
I thought that's what she was saying. Like, they kick people
and
out.
Or, like,
you.
Murdered.
Or maybe they get killed.
We have to stay away from each other.
You should plead your case to the highest. He's a compassionate man.
Why do you think he can't hear this part?
You show him your loyalty.
Like, just leave. Stop trying to plot something.
Okay. Now go.
Allie, I've been watching you. I just see it in your eyes that you are growing very tired of this place.
That's not true.
Look at me. Listen, do not tell anybody about the way you truly feel, okay? No one. Not even Roof. You can't trust anybody, okay?
You remember that.
I will.
But, Andrew.
What? Tell me.
What?
I haven't had my period.
What?
What?
Is it for me?
There's no one else, Andrew.
Yeah, well not.
They're gonna know soon.
I'm gonna get something, okay? I'm gonna get
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you can't really hide a pregnancy.
What are you talking about?
So he already did fuck people.
He did fuck her.
You're right.
Let's get
How's he going to get the morning after pill? Is he going to like, I've got to run to CVS.
About our punishment. Thank you, but that's not your duty. You're right, back on. I'm sorry.
He's so clearly undercover.
Uh-huh.
Because he's like normal how he talks.
Yeah, he's very normal.
He's like, I was just talking to her.
Like, I can't believe... Wait, what did he just... He just...
He just ducked
he
down.
He just like bowed his... I just wanted to see you. He like bowed his head and spun around. Ooh, we get to meet the highest one?
Oh, good. What if it's Tyler Perry?
I hope so. I truly hope it's Madea. Good afternoon.
That would be the best highest reveal. Oh my god, that would be so good.
Stand Wait, down. She's just gonna walk up to the cult and join
Stand
it?
Down. Yes.
Hi.
May I help you?
May I speak to someone?
About what?
My husband. He's beating me and I need to leave him.
So why did you come here?
I was told you help Minnie in my situation. May I just...
Come, yes. You must meet the highest.
Thank you so
what?
Much.
The idea that what? A person Could would just... come up there and say, I'm being beaten, and then they go, okay, meet the highest. And you're just like, mm-hmm. okay, that's got to be better than whatever I'm going.
This
it's
place
like,
is beautiful.
No.
But also, is... like, Thank how you. Did she know to we come to the cult grounds?
Right, how would you have heard of this?
The children are
wow, this is stunning.
Little angels.
Yeah, they are.
They're you marching.
No, I don't.
So how did you hear about us?
Also, the gate doesn't close all the way.
It seems like it should have a lock on it.
Something.
In the store.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What store?
Grocery store in town.
Yeah, your story's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
What day was it?
I'm not sure.
And what were they wearing?
Purple robes.
And what day did you say that it was again?
I don't remember.
So how did you know where we were? Did they give you an address?
No.
So how did you know how to find us?
How did you know how to find us?
I mean, these are good questions.
Yes.
What were they driving?
Car.
This is bad. I would want to leave now.
So you're telling me you were following them and they didn't know that they were being followed?
Well, they drove off the side of this road and I just took a chance at this may be the place. Did I do something wrong?
No.
Yeah, you came to a cult.
Yeah.
No,
like unannounced.
But you said that you wanted to meet the
highest. With a bad story.
Yes.
No. You said I should meet the highest.
Yeah, that was your idea.
Okay.
Oh my god, I hope it's Madea!
If it was, that would be the best reveal, but there's no way.
No. I'm gonna be so mad if it ends before we meet the highest.
I know. Cause I don't have it in me to get into this show.
Wrong? No, this show's not doing it for me.
What did I do wrong?
You came here.
Is he the highest?
Sorry, should I leave?
So?
Look, I don't know what you mean, but I felt led here.
Okay, she's getting herself into a pickle. Away.
In case I was followed.
Are you always this cautious?
Yes. And apparently so are you.
Is he going to have sex with her?
Oh no.
How so?
You always do this before someone dies?
How so?
You can never be too careful.
No, you can't.
Wait, are they in a
but
potato
room?
But are
they on the same side?
Are you thirsty?
No.
I mean, you have on jogging.
Like, he's undercover, right?
Yes.
You must be thirsty.
So it's like.
I went for a run.
From where?
Look, if this is a problem, I could just come back another day, so.
Oh, no. He's like more potatoes.
Why are you?
See, why, no, this is why you don't walk into a cult.
Yeah.
Why are you touching me?
I think you're thirsty.
What are you doing?
Is this yours?
You went through my car?
Is this
what is
your
that, makeup?
Stuff?
I just... Listen, mom.
Are you sure you're not thirsty? Drink this.
No.
Yeah, drink it.
No.
Drink it.
Let me go.
Why do I feel like she's going to laugh?
No.
I mean...
Her head back.
No. No!
Oh, okay, she's like drowned.
That's it?
Oh my god.
I mean, how
wild. My god. Oh wow.
I mean, Tyler Perry does do a very good job of like hooking you in, because I was like, maybe I will watch the second episode because I need to know how that turned out with forcing water down her throat. And then the thumbnail was of a man with like long hair who looked insane.
I mean, that one, okay, the Oval is much more exciting. Like so much more happened in the Oval than in this one. But yeah, I mean, I am curious like what's going to happen. I'm confused about why the guy who's undercover is now so entrenched in it that he's like against anyone who comes in. You know what I mean? Like, why is he trying to do whatever they
but
do?
But I guess he's got to like keep up with appearances.
Right. Because it seems like people are, it seems like the cult people are always hiding behind a door. Like, there's always like 20 more about to come out and get you.
Yes. Just like ready to do things, steal a kid, give you water. I think you want water. You want water. Are you sure you don't want water? That was truly wild.
Even the cup was weird when you think about it.
Yeah, this like weird blue plastic cup. This is truly so, so wild.
Well, it was written by Tyler Perry, directed by Tyler Perry.
Yes.
I mean, I'm unable to move on from the fact that they shot a whole season within two weeks.
13 fucking, I mean, it's insane.
And it's completely insane.
Yeah.
Okay. I do need to watch The Oval, though. This is what I think that's my next binge.
Very much recommend it. I thoroughly enjoy it.
So many more crazy things happened in The Oval. I felt like this show, compared to all his other stuff that we've watched, even like there just weren't enough like shocking twists. It's more just like more of the same over and over again. And so I'm not as intrigued.
I'm not.
I think
intrigued,
like what keeps me. Yeah,
but I do want to know who the highest is, and
I
apparently
do too.
In the second episode we get to meet the highest. So I might be. I might watch the second episode.
I could watch the second one. I don't. The thing about it is, it's like I do think it could be half the length because it feels like every scene they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
Yes. Oh wow. Okay. So Deacon is going to be. He's on The Oval season two.
Oh,
I'm now on IMDb.
Okay.
So I guess The Oval and Ruthless are going to have like crossovers. Oh, my God. Tyler, why are you doing this to me?
It has to happen at some point because they have to. You can't steal the child and then never revisit and just go, oh, you have to watch the spinoff to see what happened to her. Because that would be insane. He has to bring that storyline back to The Oval at some point. But it's funny that you've already watched 8 episodes and it doesn't come back at all.
No, like, not at all. We still truly don't know where she is. Well, now I know where she is, but not on The Oval. I don't know where she
is. But don't you think it'd be better if it was just The Oval and then you had like a cult scene every couple episodes? Like that would be so much better because you really don't need so much of this.
I also cannot believe, now I'm on the Wikipedia, Tyler Perry directed and wrote every single episode. But he must have some sort of writer's room.
I don't know if he does.
I
feel like he doesn't.
That's literally
because he never gives credit to somebody else.
He sure doesn't. He sure does not.
Well, should we read our 5 hallelujahs?
I do love when you say it. Yes.
5 hallelujahs. This one comes from XOXO Gossip Girl 1. The MCU, I didn't know I needed. Lauren and Nicole have opened up a whole new world to the real MCU. I've never watched a Tyler Perry film, but this podcast has opened my eyes. They also allowed me to be up to date on current Tyler Perry events and sound very informed while watching the Oscars with my husband's grandparents. Watching Star Wars and Lord of the Rings paid off by leading you to this season. Thank you for your service. And then we have another one from Here, Queer, and Tired. Tyler Perry fanfic, please. Hi, y'all. I'm loving this and every season of Newcomers. The fanfic episodes are my favorite, so I hope you plan to work on your Perry phrasing. I tweeted this at y'all, but I want to give you a title to inspire one of your fanfics. Multimedia. Thank you for the tee-hee-hees. I mean, I think we talked about how we can't really do fanfiction because it is wild, and you could just write anything.
Yeah, it's already there. Like, it would just be like, I don't know, sex on a rocket or something fully bonkers. But then, I mean, Chris Rock made a joke about Boo Medea, and then Tyler Perry wrote a whole movie. If we write fanfiction, oh my God, if we write fanfiction, it might just become a movie. Or a TV series.
And then we
series.
Get paid off later. What do we get to direct some Saw movie just as a payment?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we get to star and direct a Saw movie.
It's so random.
It's so, so random. But I am excited to see it. I think it's going to be good.
I'm excited to see it, too. Okay, well, Ruthless, honestly, not as exciting as I wanted it to be. I'm glad we watched it so we just finally can know. But if you guys want to write a review for us, we will be picking more to read on the next episode. And we'll be back next week with another one of Tyler Perry's works. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Was a HeadGum original.